It's time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishnevalle a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Good morning, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not too bad. A little cooler this morning. We've been in the 70s for the most part early in the morning, earlier this week. 69 degrees outside right now. Sounds like it might be a little more palatable afternoon.
Yeah, it's going to be a little more of a bearable day out there.
It wasn't terrible. It's just the humidity that catches up with you a little bit, you know. But keep a towel close at hand and a bottle of water strapped to your hip and you're good to go, right?
For some people.
Maybe. It just kind of depends. How's Brett this morning?
No, it was nice to be in with the air conditioning yesterday. Felt sorry for the guy, so.
You know, that's it's the up and down of the job that you're in.
You know, that's the bad thing about it. You know, when it's cold, they're going into cold houses to fix furnaces. Mm-hmm. And when it's hot, they're outside when it's hot. And as soon as the air conditioner gets going, they have to leave.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I mean, people probably think, oh, the plumbing and heating guy, life is good. He's always working in air conditioning. Yeah. No, he's always working on air conditioning.
Exactly.
It's not really working when he gets there. Hopefully, by the time he leaves, it is.
Yeah.
Brett, tell us about Camblin.
Hey, allergy season is definitely upon us. Camblin Plumbing and Heating carries a wide variety of products that will definitely help. With high rating filters to ultraviolet lights to electronic air cleaners, we can make a house call to your home, diagnose what would help you, and get it installed quickly to help you through those trying times. Lennox produces a unit called Pure Air that would give you comfort year-round at your home or your office. Simple ultraviolet lights installed in your ductwork system will offer you relief that you only need to experience. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or at 755-3286 in Harlan and get on the road to a healthier breathing.
Thank you, sir. You know, it was interesting this morning. I had some ideas for program topics today, and then I happened to hear the Cass County Extension report, and I'm listening to Kate Olson talk about weeds. And it's that time of the year, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You don't really well, we're getting to that point now where we've had all that early season moisture. Now it's starting to dry out. You know, and the lawns dry out rather quickly. You're starting to already see the effects of that. I'm not having to mow quite as often now. It's kind of slowing down a little bit. But you can really tell the difference. Why is it that weeds grow so much faster than the stuff you really want out there? You know, it wouldn't be so bad if they were just things that kind of meshed in here and there. But it's the fact that they just stick out like that big old fat purple thumb that you just hit with a hammer. I mean, you just cannot get, you know, you, not so much you can't get rid of them, but they taunt you. That's what they do.
Maybe we just need to train ourselves that that's what we want, is the weeds.
Well, you know, that's been said, I
get
think,
get rid of
before.
That pesky bluegrass.
Yeah, who needs all that rye and Kentucky bluegrass, right? What do we need that stuff for? It just looks terrible out there, all flat and nicely manicured. Who needs that? A little character in your lawn, right? A lot of character. Well, it's not just lawns, but gardens and stuff, too. But, you know, on the honest side, that, you know, weeds can overtake an area very, very quickly, as we all know. They sap all the nutrients. They sap a lot of the moisture out of the ground. One of the reasons they grow so doggone fast. You know, they're taking all the good stuff away that the things around them really need, and they can overtake an area so incredibly quickly. You know, some of them are annuals, so you don't have to worry about them once you get rid of them, but some of them perennially just keep coming back over and over and over again. You know, some of them just, they're hiding underground. You just can't seem to get all, you know, the different types. Some of them you try to pull and you can't. You just break them off. You can't get the roots out, so once the root system is there, it's hard to get rid of them. And, you know, other ones, they grow by seeds and things. It's just so difficult. So I was just kind of looking for some other things here, too. And, you know, the Old Farmer's Almanac has a little to say about weed control techniques, too. And, you know, one of the things they talk about here when it comes to weeds is using mulch, because it's a covering that blocks daylight and inhibits growth under it. You know, covering the soil between your plants and long rows. You know, you want to keep the mulch a few inches from the base of your plants to also discourage insect invasions. But for mulch, you can use lots of different things. There's wheat straw, shredded leaves, other organic matter. You want to put it on the ground a couple of inches thick. If you've tried mulch, though, you know that it doesn't stop them. rock doesn't stop them.
No. Even thick plastic doesn't stop them sometimes.
I swear they can grow through concrete sometimes. But, you know, if you have real persistent weeds, they suggest maybe try covering the area with some dampened newspaper. Just the black inks, not the advertising sections where you might have multicolored inks and stuff, but the black ink only. And then they suggest covering it with a couple of inches of mulch. And then around the bases of trees and shrubs, they say you should consider covering the ground with some landscape fabric, that black stuff that sometimes can help you out. Sometimes it's more frustrating.
Not the weeds at my house.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes you think just cut up a plastic garbage bag and use that instead. But, you know, and then mulch over the top of that and do what you can there, too. You know, it also kind of helps maybe spray beforehand, too. And get rid of some of that stuff. You know, also, you can use some cover crops to block weeds. They have a whole list of different types of cover crops. There are different ones that are suitable depending upon where you live. So you can kind of take a look at some of those issues, too. Of course, they go back to the good old-fashioned one way to get rid of weeds is to pull them. That's one way to do it. And if you are young and have a strong back, more power to you. As we get older and don't like to bend over or be down on our knees like that, it's a little tough. But, you know, you can manually pull out weeds. They suggest you wear waterproof gloves. Consider a comfortable sitting pad for extensive weeding. And the trick to pulling weeds is to get the root out as well, which can be difficult, as we all know. Some of those don't, I think that's the way they're made. That's the way they're created, is to protect themselves. You just snap it off instead of pulling it out all the way. But they suggest to that weeds will slide out of the soil a lot easier when the soil is wet, and it's not real wet right now despite all the rain we had earlier. It dried out very quickly. They also suggest that when the weeds are young, it's the best time to get them out of there too. The root system hasn't grown in quite so well, but you want to pull the weed from its base. You know you won't pull up top, you know. That's the hard part. You do have to bend over to go down and get them, but you want to get them as close to the soil line as you can. You know, if you do miss the root, then try using maybe a fork, something like that, to gently pry the plant out of the ground. Get the roots and the whole works there, too. Or keep the little digger with you. Put it in a holster. You're going to need it. It's a weapon. Get out and get after it. Which leads me to the next one. The Old Farmer's Almanac says you can also dig them out. You know, if your weeds tend to regrow, then you've got a persistent root, and you need to go get it. If they just keep growing back in the same spot like that, you got to go down and get it out of there. Otherwise, it'll keep coming back. So they suggest using a spade or a digging fork to dig up the persistent weeds by the roots. And remember to remove as many of the root pieces as you can, too, so you can get that all out of there. And while you're weeding, they suggest that you hold the trowel vertically, the way a child would hold a crayon. And that eliminates some of the strain on your wrist while you're running through that, too. One of the other ways that the Old Farmer's Almanac suggests to get rid of weeds is to chop them. You know, if you're digging out weeds and it's difficult to do, then you can at least resolve to keep them from getting seeds. So they suggest just chop their heads off once a week.
That's what I do when I mow.
Well, I was just thinking that, actually. Don't we already do that? One of the things they suggest, too, is to trim. You know, keep if around the garden especially, keep the edges of the garden mowed, because that'll help prevent a weed invasion. Some folks want to give a little buffer area there, too, around the garden, but that can actually cause some problems. Also, closing ranks is a good way to do that. They say if your soil is rich and well-tilled, plant your plants a little closer together. If you can do that and they still get enough nutrients, plant them closer together. It'll cut down on the weed growth. Start your warm weather plants as soon as possible. Keep the soil from being bare for too long. And at the end of the season, plant some cover crops like rye grass or winter wheat or oats to prevent weeds from finding a home in your garden. Cut them off at the pass. It's kind of sound like an old Western now, isn't it? They encourage weeds to grow before you plant your garden. Just lay sheets of clear plastic over your garden in early spring to warm up the soil, and that would encourage weeds to germinate, so that once the weeds are several inches above the soil, then you can pull them or maybe hoe them out before you get that garden planted, and then you plant your own crops once you've got that soil cleared. Sounds reasonable. Not now at this time of the year, but it sounds reasonable if you're prepared in the spring. They also suggest using drip irrigation. You know, if you can irrigate only the plants that actually need it, then you might avoid the cultivation of weeds in unplanted areas, paths, and some of the other areas where they are not welcome.
They also suggest minimizing the soil disruption. Gardeners used to advocate cultivation, stirring the top 1 or 2 inches of soil to damage the weed's roots and tops and causing them to die. However, unless you are able to fully remove the roots from the soil, the old farmer's almanac says, cultivation seems to simply expose dormant weed seeds to light and air, and that wakes them up, so it may be best to preserve the natural soil layers. Now, some folks say it helps to turn your soil at night to control weeds, but they say the research indicates that weeds may be stimulated to grow by a sudden flash of light, which is what you're giving them when you turn the soil over during the day. A German study concluded that by turning the soil at night, weed germination could be reduced by as much as 78%. Now, you could try the method, I suppose. You got a nice moonlit night. What
and
the
you
heck?
Know what? You don't see the weeds at night either, so well, that's a good time to do it.
And that might be part of their logic, too. If you don't
you
see
don't
them,
suppose they were drinking beer or something right. when they said that. Crazy Germans.
That would be warm beer. Well, I guess if you don't see them, they're not there, right?
That's right.
It's the old, if the tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a sound?
That's right. You know, I think night's a perfect time to weed.
Yeah. If you don't see the weed, is it actually there? Their last suggestion. Now, remember, this is from the Old Farmer's Almanac. So sometimes a few things are a little tongue-in-cheek here and there. But their last suggestion on getting rid of weeds, on weed control techniques. Are you ready for this? Have you had breakfast yet?
Breakfast?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Are you buying?
Well, you know, people like to eat things out of their garden, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Their suggestion is to eat your weeds.
Yeah.
Ooh.
They say some weeds, like lamb's quarters, amaranth, parsley, and others, are edible when they're young and tender.
Yeah. Dandelion?
Thistles?
Edible.
Well, people make wine out of dandelions.
Yeah.
I've never eaten a dandelion.
I don't know that I have either.
Don't really think I want to. But, yeah, you could. They actually have an article on the Old Farmer's Almanac about eating weeds.
Yeah.
My question is, do they have an article on there about how to prepare them? I know, tell you what, you go to some fancy restaurants and you take a look at that salad they just dropped in front of you. It doesn't look like anything I'd make at home. Sometimes I wonder what weeds they did throw in there, huh? Well, consider that, I guess. Eating your weeds. If all else fails, you might as well get something out of them, right?
Yeah,
you planted a garden for a reason, you might as well enjoy it. Well, let's turn things back over to Brett. He'd like to tell you more this morning about Camlin Plumbing and Heating. Brett?
Being cool comes easy for us here at Camlin Plumbing and Heating. All our technicians are trained to help you become one of the cool ones also. With all our training, you can rely on Camlin Plumbing and Heating to help you out at just about any time to get your air conditioner putting out that great cold air again. If your air conditioner is beyond repair, we carry the leading name in units, Lennox, to offer you options for a new unit and can usually have it installed within a couple days. We know that you need this air conditioning and we put a high priority on your call for help. Come to trust in Camlin Plumbing and Heating and see why so many of your neighbors already call us. Call us in Atlantic at 243-1512 and in Harlan at 755-3286. Thought of the day today is from Charles de Gaulle. Since a politician never believes what he says, he's quite surprised to be taken at his word.
You lost us as soon as you said the word politician. It was all done. You know, I bet if you asked some six-year-olds out there, you'd probably say, okay, here's your choices, son. Dandelions or Brussels sprouts? Some of them might actually choose dandelions.
Yeah.
You just never know.
They make cool colors on you.
That's right. Color your plate. There you go. Hey, you go out making a great day, and God bless America.